For KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Jacob Kaufman. We're not in the studio today. We're outside. I'm with Gwen Combs, one of four candidates for Central Arkansas's U.S. House seat. The others are Paul Spencer, Clark Tucker, and Jonathan Dunkley. We're outside because you're on break from your teaching job, correct?
Yes, I'm teaching today at Stevens Elementary.
Okay, first off, we're going to start off with, it's a pretty big and broad topic, the economy, but it's something that voters always identify, whether it be in the Arkansas poll or door-to-door, is their top issue. So I want to ask first, looking at the second district, Central Arkansas, what's your assessment of its economy? What makes this region tick, I guess?
Well, we are a region that is poor. We have a lot of poverty. We have a lot of people living in desperation. And the economy is one of the number one issues that I hear about when I talk to constituents in the second district.
The economy, of course, taxes a huge deal. Representative French Hill, whoever the winner of the Democratic primary will face in November, one of his signature achievements is this big tax package that lowers rates for corporations and some individuals for some amount of time. How would you change that tax cut, or what do you feel about that?
Well, first of all, I think it's unjust that the individual tax cuts sunset. I think that when you look at the fact that a family earning under $75,000 a year is going to lose any perceived tax cuts, any temporary tax cuts that they received, it's terrible for our families, because our families are who need these tax cuts the most. One of the things that I would change about the tax plan is to raise corporate taxes. When we see corporate taxes drop to 21%, that's below the average, worldwide average corporate tax rate when adjusted for GDP, which is 25.5%. The United States is a great place for business. We don't have to drop our tax rate that much to be competitive.
What do you think the role of government is in generating economic growth? The ranges of responses are pretty different from French Hill and the tax cut plan, which would lower corporate tax rates to try to spur growth. And then we have people like Cory Booker and Bernie Sanders, U.S. senators, who think there should be a full job guarantee for Americans. What do you think the role of the government is?
I think a job guarantee at this point is a great idea. We have too many families who are working too hard, and then families who don't have an opportunity to work at all. It doesn't make sense when we have able-bodied people out there who can't get a job, when we have jobs that need to be filled that aren't filled. I think that we can do better, and we should do better.
This next question, the general topic, I guess, is income inequality. I know that all the candidates support a higher minimum wage, with some differences in what that dollar amount should be. But I want to ask instead about the question of a maximum wage. I don't know if you've heard about this, where there's a few nations where they tie max CEO pay to a ratio based on their lowest worker, so that no one can earn a certain amount more than the lowest paid employee. So I guess the question is income inequality. What do you think about the differences in wages in America?
I had not heard a lot about maximum incomes, but I have heard a little bit, and I think it is a great idea. When you consider the fact that income inequality is a gap that's widening, constantly widening, and that corporations and CEOs are making their profits on the backs of hardworking Americans, I think that anything that can work to level that playing field is a positive. Absolutely, on a minimum wage, I think we need to hit $15 an hour. We need to tie it to inflation, because if prices are going up and wages aren't going up, then we're in a rut again.
I've been speaking with Gwen Combs, one of four candidates for Central Arkansas's U.S. House seat. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Jacob.